And I cannot help but laugh every time I read that. This one as good as dead. I don't know why it was there in the scriptures, but it was there. But now we turn to Luke chapter 12, verses 32 through 40. New Testament section is on page 75. Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out. An unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. And if he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. This is one of those passages that we often call about our eschatology, about our end times. And often in our end times, we're talking about that judgment time when God comes to judge the living and the dead. God is going to judge everyone, but in this particular passage, Jesus is taking a twist on it. He's helping us see something a little bit different. Because he starts with, "Do not be afraid, little flock." Do not be afraid, because sometimes with the end time judgment piece, what we act as followers of Christ out of fear of that judgment, right? We fear we'll go to hell if we don't do what we're supposed to do. So it's our motive isn't necessarily love for God. It's fear of if we don't love God. So it's fear of the consequences of our choice. Jesus is here saying, do not be afraid, little flock. And this is the next part of the sentence. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Jesus is reminding us that it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. What God wants for us, what God desires for us, is us to be kingdom dwellers. And he does not want us to have fear. He wants us to recognize that the gift that God is giving us is the kingdom of heaven on earth, God's love that is eternal. That is the gift. And then he talks about treasure. What is the? And we talked about treasure last week. What is the treasure in our hearts? What is our treasure in heaven? And that he doesn't say give all your possessions, sell all your possessions and give alms. He's saying do what you're supposed to do. Hold on to that wealth which you have lightly, and give what you need to give so that others in need have what they need. And then the purse for yourself will continually be full of the gifts from heaven. So why does he follow this with the watchful slaves? Did you wonder that? Why did suddenly we turn from all the treasure and the gift and the blessing of our heavenly Father to watchful slaves? I want us to go there and see if we can understand what's happening. So we're being asked to be dressed for action. So this is a bridegroom and his bride are off celebrating. And the slaves are back home and they have no idea when the bridegroom and bride will arrive. So they have a choice. They have a choice to, you know, sort of make preparations and maybe take a nap. And you never know because he says, let me see if I can get there. They may come in the middle of the night or near dawn. Jesus is calling. So we never know when they're going to show up. But what he says is when the bridegroom arrives, when the master arrives, And he sees his slaves have prepared for him. What the master does is the master puts on the apron, sets the slaves at the table, and serves the slaves. So do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Jesus' good pleasure is to serve us at the table who have been ready. So the question I asked, as their sermon title was, what does it mean to be ready? What does it look like to be ready? We're not to get ready. How many of us get ready for things? You know, like we get ready to go on a trip. So you make your list of the things you have to do to get ready to go on the trip. You have to remember your medication. You have to remember your chargers. You have to remember change of underwear. That's an important thing to remember. But you make a list, and then when you get there, you realize all the things you left off the list that you needed. But those getting ready things are also, sometimes we do that about our faith. To get ready for heaven, well, what's my list that I'm going to get into heaven? Let me see. I go to church, go to Sunday school, I tithe. So if the list, the getting ready list, is your motivation for going to heaven, that you think if you check all these blocks, that gets you there, are you more connected to your list or to the God who loves you and wants to offer you the kingdom? All of those things are important in our life of faith. It's important that we worship the God who loves us. It's important that we study and learn what it means to be a follower of Jesus, what these scriptures sometimes say, and sometimes we wonder what they say. Those are all important parts of who we are as followers and how we become community. And then we see the needs within our community and outside our community. Those are all important pieces, but they're not the things that make us ready for the kingdom. What makes us ready is a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. What makes us ready is to always be in that right relationship, because we don't know when Christ is coming again. But when Christ is coming again, we get the blessing of the kingdom. This is good news rather than that terrible, violent stories that we sometimes see in Daniel, in fact, about what the end times could look like. Christ is calling us to be in a right relationship, that everything of the earth we hold as treasure from God, not treasure to keep. And if we hold it as treasures for God, then we use it for God's kingdom and God's glory, that we worship the God who loves us, that we study the God who loves us, that we serve the people in God's community that is our community because of our love for God and one another. So we're supposed to be ready. We're supposed to be dressed for action. We're supposed to be so ready that we are in such a right position with God that we see the need in front of us because it's obvious, because God sees it. God sees the needs of all of us immediately and knows how to respond. And if we're in a right relationship with God, we'll be ready as well. So it's not a checkoff list. It's a relationship to God, a relationship to Christ. Christ came so that we might have life and have it abundantly. Christ came and offered us the kingdom. It is ours to say yes to. You know, salvation in Christ, we didn't have to do anything to earn it. Christ gave it on the cross. But it's a gift. And a gift isn't a gift until it's received and accepted. And when we accept that gift, then we receive the blessing of the kingdom of God. So what does it look like to be ready? It looks like a person who's in love with God, who lives a life of love, and loves their neighbor and loves themselves. Why do we come to this table of grace? We come to this table of grace because the Great Thanksgiving, which will start in a few moments, is one that begins with that prayer to God, reminding us that God created us out of love to be loved. So that the world might be saved. So what does it look like to be ready? It looks like this. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.